the lance constable was holding. It was only a flicker, but Vimes saw the moment of uncertainty. "I get it," he said. "Good cop, bad cop, eh?"
"If you like," said Vimes.
"But we're a bit short-staffed, so if I give you a cigarette, would you mind kicking yourself in the teeth?"
"Look, this is a game, right?" said the prisoner. "You know I'm one of the particulars, and you're new in town and want to impress us. Well, you have. Big laugh all round, ha-ha. Anyway, I was only on stakeout."
"Yeah, but that's not how it works, is it?" said Vimes. "Now we've got you, we can decide what you're guilty of. You know how it's done. Fancy a ginger beer?"
The man's face froze.
"You know," said Vimes, "it turns out that after the riot this evening, we've been warned to expect revolutionary attacks on the watchhouses. Now, personally, I wouldn't expect that. What I'd expect is a bunch of ordinary people turning up, you know, because they'd heard what's happened. But, and you can call me Mr. Suspicious if you like, I've got a feeling that there will be something a bit worse. You see, apparently we've got to be mindful of the curfew regulations. What that means, I suppose, is that if we get people coming to complain about unarmed citizens being attacked by soldiers, which personally I would consider to be assault with a deadly weapon, we've got to arrest them. I find that rather..."
There was a commotion from above. Vimes nodded to young Sam, who disappeared up the stairs.
"Now that my impressionable assistant has gone," said Vimes quietly, "I'll add, if any of my men get hurt tonight, then I'll see to it that for the rest of your life you scream at the sight of a bottle."
"I haven't done anything to you. You don't even know me."
"Yeah. Like I said, we're doing it your way," said Vimes.
Sam reappeared in a hurry.
"Someone's fallen in the privy," he announced. "They were climbing on the roof and it gave way."
"It must be one of those revolutionary elements," said Vimes, watching the prisoner's face. "We've been warned about them."
"He says he's from Cable Street, Sarge."
"That's just the kind of thing I'd say if I was a revolutionary element," said Vimes. "All right, let's take a look at him."
Upstairs, the front door was still open. There were a few people outside, just visible in the lamplight. There was also Sergeant Knock inside, and he was not happy.
"Who said we opened up like this?" he was saying. "It looks nasty out in those streets, very dangerous."
"I said we stay open," said Vimes, coming up the stairs. "Is there a problem, Sergeant?"
"Well, look, Sarge, I heard on the way over they're throwing stones at the Dimwell Street house," said Knock, deflating. "There's people in the streets, mobs. I hate to think what's happening downtown."
"So?"
"We're coppers. We should be getting prepared."
"What? To bar the doors and listen to the stones rattle off the roof," said Vimes.
"Or maybe we should go out and arrest everyone. Any volunteers? No?
I'll tell you what, Sergeant. If you want to do some coppering, you can go and arrest the man in the privy. Do him for breaking and entering."
There was a scream from upstairs.
Vimes glanced up. "And I reckon if you go up onto the attic landing, you'll find there's a man who's dropped through the skylight right onto a door full of nails that was accidentally left there," he went on.
He looked at Knock's puzzled face.
"It's the Cable Street boys, Sergeant," he said. "They thought they could come across the roofs and scare the dumb brown jobs. Chuck 'em both in the cells."
"You're arresting unmentionables?"
"No uniform, no badge, carrying weapons. Let's have a bit of law round here, shall we?" said Vimes. "Snoutley, where's that cocoa?"
"We'll all get into trouble,"
Knock shouted.
Vimes let Knock wait until he'd lit a cigar.
"We're in trouble anyway, Winsborough," he said, shaking out the match. "It's just a case of deciding what kind we want. Thanks, Snoutley."
He took the mug of cocoa from the jailer and nodded at Sam.
"Let's take a stroll outside," he said.
He was aware of the sudden silence in the room, except for the whimpering coming from upstairs and the distant yelling from the privy.
"What are you all standing around for, gentlemen?" he said. "Want to ring your bells? Anyone fancy shouting out that all's well?"
With those words hanging in the room all big and pink, Vimes stepped out into the evening air.
End of CD 5.